"I know the date," said she, but those below did not hear her, for they were talking about old times. "Yes, can't you remember when we were very little," said the old seaman, "and ran and played about. It was the very same courtyard where we now are, and we stuck slips in the ground and made a garden." "I remember it well," said the old woman. "I remember it quite well. We watered the slips, and one of them was an elder bush. It took root, put forth green shoots, and grew up to be a large tree under which we old folks are now sitting." "To be sure," said he. "And there in the corner stood a water pail, where I used to swim my boats." "True, but first we went to school to learn somewhat," said she. "And then we were confirmed, we both cried. But in the afternoon we went up the round tower and looked down on Copenhagen and far, far away over the water. Then we went to Frederiksberg, where the king and the queen were sailing about in their splendid barges. But I had a different sort of sailing to that later, and that too for many a year, a long way off on great voyages." "Yes, many a time have I wept for your sake," said she. "I thought you were dead and gone, and lying down in the deep waters. Many a night have I got up to see if the wind had not changed, and changed it had, sure enough. But you never came. I remember so well one day, when the rain was pouring down in torrents, the scavengers were before the house where I was in service, and I had come up with the dust and remained standing at the door.